llama, mentally disturbed llama, super llama, drama llama, big fat mama llama, 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 llama. Who is this big llama starting all this drama? It's me, bitch.
Yes, welcome back to another installment of Llama League Fantasy Football League podcast. As always, I'm your 2016 champ and kind of not co-commish this week because of unforeseen circumstances.
Hopefully not co-commish ever.
Kyle, joined here by, not Mike this time, but by some shithead across the table from me.
Your 2015 Llama League champ, Mr. Peppa's Brian Pye. What's good?
Fuckhead. All right, so we're going to roll through real quick. We're going to start off with game recaps and how we saw the week go out. Let's just start out with my matchup and my raping from Eddie.
A lot of upsets this week.
Yeah, a lot of them, and mine being one of them. I don't think it's, I mean, it was the blowout of the week, but for me, I don't think it's the upset of the week. I think there's one that's more intriguing later on down the list. But Thursday night screwed me big time. Freaking Carlos Hyde, Isaiah Crowell, and Jarvis Landry just dropped a deuce on me. Other than that, like, the team didn't do that much damage. He did put up a lot of points, but I made it close, but...
So Eddie beat you Thursday night.
Yeah. When it came down to it.
Yeah, and then Matt Ryan, he almost brought you back. Oh, I mean, there was a brief second where it was like Eddie's about to Eddie, and then
I was so excited. I was like,
oh. So
I'm back in it, bitches.
My question to you going forward, Kyle, is where do you go from here? Like, you're 0-3. There's only been one person who was 0-3, and that was me who won the championship.
See, I'm not fretting too much because I have been at this situation, not 0-3, but I've been 0-2. And as you did, I also won my championship.
Yep.
But I'm not too worried. If we go down the list and we look at points scored and points against, I believe that I'm third in points scored, and I'm getting the Royal Nick treatment of a couple years ago and getting the most points scored against me.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine. I mean, I think you'll make playoffs. I think this league is, you know, it's top heavy, and the bottom guys are so bad that I think you'll be able to.
I'm going to sift up top sooner or later. So, just start rising.
But at this point.
The cream rises to the top. The cream of the crop. Ooh, yeah.
So, but I think you'll be good. But it's still hilarious that Eddie beat you. So
my upset of the week, and that's Ben versus Brett. I did not see Ben.
Freaking Ben.
I didn't see Ben beating Brett, but there's a bunch of shoulda, coulda, wouldas in this one.
Yeah.
When it comes down to it. But, like, Brett was a juggernaut. Like, in the first week, he put up a shit ton of points, and then Ben just comes out of nowhere.
It's crazy,
like Randy
how that
Orton
works. Yeah, crazy. It's so crazy how that works. And I mean, Ben only had three guys score, or Ben had three guys who scored less than 2 points. So,
yeah.
I mean, was it a fluke, or did Ben just, or did Brett's team just not show up?
I think Brett's team didn't show up, because if you look at it, it's kind of, he made a mistake with the quarterback too, which, I mean, I don't blame him.
Yeah,
like, you're not gonna really start Philly Rivies over Tom Brady, but he should have.
No, it is what it is. I think Brett will be fine too. I mean, I think since you put yourself in that hole, I think you and Brett are gonna kind of battle for that sixth spot. I think Brett's gonna fall off a little bit, but
we'll be fine.
Yeah. So then it's Chris beat me. Two takeaways from that game is I should have played AP, and then Calvin Ridley going off
the taint, Brian's face, and a bunch of rubbing.
Yeah, and I could still smell it, and we're gonna be done with that one. So then Billy beat Mike. That was a good matchup. It was kind of cool because Monday night everybody was watching football.
Yeah.
And talking about it in our group chat, and I think it was Mike had Big Ben, Billy
except
had
for
Fitz.
Me.
Well,
I didn't,
yeah,
I didn't
except
fucking
for you and Eddie. But Billy had Fitz, Magic, Mike had Big Ben, and that was kind of like the battle. Whoever scored more points was going to win that match, and Billy ended up on top.
And Mike just put up a dud, though.
Billy ended on top of Mike.
He usually does in that situation.
Yeah. So, and then we had Nick beating Vince, and Vince is still trash.
That's not surprising.
So
Nick should have beat
him. Yeah, what I wanted to put out there for that matchup was, or actually through 3 weeks, that Nick is eighth in points for and first in points against. Yeah. So is he getting lucky?
I don't know. Who, Nick or Vince?
Nick.
I do like his team. I like his team, but yeah. I think he's just getting a nice little easy patch in his schedule.
You know what? Good for Nick. Yeah, he deserves a break here.
This is the best that he's done.
So Wolfpack for life, man. Always got to throw that one up there.
Yeah.
So
he's won some close ones. I mean, I almost beat him.
Yeah. So we had some terrible plays this week and some terrible not plays this week, and that leads us into our new segment of the week, and hopefully we can get this going for the rest of the season. But it's called Stupid Stinking Streamers. In this segment, we're gonna talk about how the managers handled the week, either by benching a guy they shouldn't have or playing a guy they shouldn't have. We'll rank 1 to 5 on how bad it was, 1 being
you
not
meant
that bad.
Should have.
Sorry. we'll rank them 1 to 5 on how bad it was, 1 being not that bad, and 5 being what the fuck were you thinking? So I'll start with mine. I should have started Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, if I would have started AP, I would have won. Like either any running back or flex, if I would have swapped him, I would have won.
But your worst running back this week was Ezekiel Elliott.
It was.
And that's crazy to say.
Yeah, I mean, but that's one of those things where you're never gonna see that. So
you're never gonna see that. Yeah. It's a weird thing. So what would you rank that?
I ranked it as a 2. I mean, if I played him, I would have won. That's, I mean, you could have given it a, you know, a 2 or a 3, I think, but I don't think it, you know, again, yeah. Was I gonna start AP over any of them? My only argument would be maybe Gio Bernard, but
exactly, but I would say 3 just for the fact that if you did start him, you would have won.
Yeah, no,
so
I think that's fair.
Moves it up.
I think we're kind of in the same.
It's tough to start him. Like, I could see you definitely starting him over Giovanni Bernard. You're not going to start him over Zeke, even though Captain Hindsight says you should have.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, nobody's going to do that.
Yep. I mean, I only lost because of Calvin Ridley. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, pretty much, if you look at that matchup.
Yep, so.
Who you got?
Let's see. I got Mike. He picked up D-Jax and streamed him in his flex, and then he also picked up Keelan Cole and started him. So where if he would have started,
the funny thing is,
if he would have started either Cooper Kupp or Kerryon Johnson,
what he should have done is started the two guys that he had on his team already.
You know what bothers me about Mike? Is that he's this, I think a couple years ago he was like, oh yeah, I'm the waiver wire king, blah blah blah. Like, bro, you picked up D-Jax and Kerryon Johnson, or D-Jax and Keelan Cole, and they both suck. You made one good move in this league, and that was Mike Jones like 5 years ago, and he threw for a touchdown. So shut up, Mike.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't. But yeah, he should, like, Kerryon had 11 points on the bench, and you also had Cooper Kupp with 14 points. We're looking at a different game if he plays those two guys.
Absolutely.
Like
it's not close.
Yeah, exactly. Captain Hindsight again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
So I rank this as a 3 because I gave mine a 2. But again, I think you'll rank it a little higher. But
I might. Maybe like a 3.5. It still feels the same.
It's tough because he, like, me and Mike would have won if we played those players.
Yeah.
So
it always goes up a little bit higher. It feels the same. But I agree with starting D-Jax. I would have, just because of what Ryan Fitzpatrick's been doing.
Yeah.
But Keelan Cole, I haven't liked at all this whole season. I know he gets a big share of the offense, but I don't like Keelan Cole. I would have started Cooper Kupp for sure.
Yeah, he probably needs to be dropped. I mean, at the end of the day, who are you going to trust more, Jared Goff or Blake freaking Bortles?
Jared Goff.
So, I mean, that's my answer to that. Yeah. So, what do you got?
Well, let's just go with me. I should have started Mike Williams over Stephon Diggs, which is another situation kind of like yours. You're not going to not start Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's been really good this season so far, and even last season. And Mike Williams, the guy who's coming, well, he's not a rookie, but it's his first year playing. He put up 22 points on my fucking bench, and Stephon Diggs put up a dud with 1 point.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that you play Stephon Diggs every week.
Yeah,
and and not only that, is he was playing the Buffalo Bills, who looked like a Pop Warner team. Like you play Stephon Diggs. So
I was creaming myself at that matchup. Like
I would grade it. You know, I'd give that one 1.5 maybe. Yeah. And, you know,
I'd say 2.
You weren't gonna win. Yeah. You know, either way. But yeah. I mean, he would have made it real interesting.
I would have been within 3 points.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
But
so.
Mike Williams has caught a touchdown, but I'm not starting him over Fuller.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm not starting him over. Yeah.
No, you made the right plays. It just, you know, it didn't work out. You know, Captain Hindsight for the third time in this podcast.
that's the name of the segment, Captain Hindsight.
That's what it's going
to
be.
Let's see. Let's go to the more intriguing ones. There's nothing really that big. Oh, except for Nick should have started beast mode over Latavius Murray.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah. Well, that was, again, that Minnesota trap game.
Yeah, it was a super trap because Dalvin Cook was out, so Latavius Murray seemed like a great play. But,
I don't know because, I mean, beast mode's beast mode. He's going to get those touches.
He's got a touchdown every game.
Yeah, I mean.
Every game.
Nick still won, so, you know, you got to grade that lower, but, I mean...
He still won, but it's still one of those that's like, come on.
Well, Nick in the past has not been the best manager of his team, so...
Trash.
I mean, so we're going to give him this one. He still won, so good for him.
Yeah.
So...
I think all the other ones are kind of minimal. Like, Vince should have started Marvin Jones over Elfitz, who got 0.9 points. Marvin Jones got 13 points, so he should have done that. Yeah. But it's another one of those things. 2020.
Yeah.
Hindsight's 2020. But should we get to the king,
man.
The king of them?
Go ahead, bring us into it.
Of course, we're talking about Billy sitting fucking Breezes and starting Ryan Fitz fucking tragic.
You never sit Drew Brees. Never.
Put up a 40 spot. The only quarterback that scored more was Matt Ryan.
I can already see Billy, but I still won. But still, something like that loses you the championship.
He's
a
set and forget type guy.
Kyle, both of us have won championships.
I have.
Those type of moves don't win you championships.
No, they don't.
Simple. And you can ask Mike, you can ask Chris, and you can even go back and ask Dan. Those type of moves don't win you championships. You never, ever bench Drew Brees.
He's literally a set and forget player. You put him in the lineup, and
on his bye week, you play that motherfucker.
I was about to say, maybe when his bye week rolls around, you think of playing another guy.
Yeah. So what do you think, given that a grade?
I'd say that's a fucking 5. You keep him in your lineup at all times.
Yeah, I'm 4, 4.5 only because Billy won, but still Billy made the Michael move from years ago when he sat Peyton Manning.
That was the first week.
Yeah,
but
I know, but still, like, you don't sit
for
Drew Brees.
Sure.
So I think he's the second leading pass. Or he has the second most passing yards.
Yeah, and then Ryan Fitzpatrick is number
Fitzpatrick,
one.
So, I mean, you don't sit Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Simple as
I
that.
I mean,
so.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is the leading passer, but it's Breezes.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
There's another little tidbit. He had Jordy Nelson on the bench with 28 points.
Those
which is always fun.
Man. And he still won.
All right,
so.
That does it for that segment. So if you guys like it, let us know. We'll keep it rolling. If not, we're going to keep it rolling and fuck you. So let's move to the surprise players of this week. They could be duds. They could be studs. Number one for me is Calvin Ridley. Mm. I think Brian feels the same way.
Makes my skin.
He had 7 catches for 146 yards and 3 tugs. Rookie got off.
Yeah, he did. So my question is Calvin, where's Julio? Calvin really had 3 touchdowns Sunday. Julio Jones had 3 touchdowns last year.
I don't know why, but it's always like this with Julio. Like, he'll get low touchdowns, but he gets
all the yards. Well,
but
Calvin really got all the yards Sunday, so.
Well, if you look at a lot of those plays, those 3 touchdowns were Calvin Ridley doing it.
Yeah.
He caught those balls and scored touchdowns
yards
most of the time.
Yards after catch.
Yeah, except for one of them. One of them he caught in the end zone, in the red zone.
Yeah.
That was the only one. Other than that, Julio's still the guy. Calvin Ridley just had a week. He went over Mohamed Sanu. Mohamed Sanu is the absolutely. New three.
Yep.
Calvin Ridley's number two for sure.
I have to give it to you and Mike.
I told you, motherfucker.
You know, you guys did that stupid podcast the first week or second week talking about
who was my favorite
rookie wide receiver.
Who was my? I forgot who my favorite
and
was.
And I talk shit about it, and look, the llama got me.
I forgot who my favorite was. I think it might have been Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley.
Ridley's.
Yeah.
Riddles.
So
Calvin Riddles.
Yeah. So.
And I got another wide receiver here. He's an aging wide receiver, though. He's up there, and he plays for Oakland Raiders. And with Jordy Nelson. Jordy Nelson killing it with 6 targets, 173 yards, and a tug.
Man, what do you have, 130 yards 39. In the first three possessions? Like, Jesus.
That's just got off.
Incredible.
I'm forever the optimistic, and I do hate the way this Raider season is going. But I love the way John Gruden is exploiting matchups. Jared Cook first week, Amari Cooper the second week, Jordy Nelson this week, and he always gets one guy.
Yeah, they just got to finish. I mean,
the fourth quarter they absolutely blow.
Yeah, and if you have any questions about finishing, you know, just ask Billy, Mike. They have kids. They've been there.
Well, Mike's was on purpose.
Anybody
so
else
I don't
have
know.
Kids? No. Oh, you know what? Shout out to Brett, who's expecting.
Oh, he got a little bun in the oven.
Yeah, just good for Brett. Good for you, man.
Yeah, he doesn't even listen to this.
No, no. So I'm gonna throw this one out there just because I just typed something up and it's for Eddie. So Thursday Night Football. It doesn't surprise me that Eddie does well on the shit show that is Thursday Night Football. Like. Thursday Night Football and Eddie go together.
Yeah, that's true. He's like, yeah, that's my night, guys. Yeah,
I'm a Thursday Night Football.
That's the way I play.
My name is Eddie with two D's.
You're never going to catch me.
Yeah. So, Carlos Hyde, 22 points. Yeah. Isaiah Crowell, 17 points. Kyle knows all about that one. Since you threw Calvin Ridley at me, I had to throw it back at you.
Yeah, that was a ridiculous one. And so. I got two more left. We'll skip over Robert Woods. That's okay. That's kind of expected to happen. But how about Josh fucking Allen? Good Lord.
Who?
Yeah, no. Exactly. I mean, it didn't help anybody out in fantasy, but...
Two touchdowns?
Three.
Three touchdowns.
He had 196 yards passing, one touchdown, 39 yards rushing, and two touchdowns. He had two rushing tugs and a passing tug.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And then this leads to my last upset, my last surprise, is what the fuck happened to the Vikings?
You know, that just... So here's what... When I lived in Missouri...
It's a trap!
Yeah, when I lived in Missouri, this guy, he was like a intense like sports bettor, and mostly for football. And he'd always explain to me, like, a week like this would be the perfect week for the Vikings to overlook the Bills because they play the Rams on Thursday Night Football. That could be an NFC championship preview. And yes, it's a trap game. So, you know, you throw a little bit of money at the Bills, might win something. So when
the odds are like 100-1.
Yeah. So when I looked at it, I was like, you know, it doesn't surprise me, but like it was still kind of surprising because like
pretty surprising.
The Bills look like a Pop Warner football team.
No, they got demolished
2 weeks.
The fucking Vikings got mollywopped. They didn't they didn't lose by a touchdown. They lost by a lot.
Yeah. So.
They got screwed.
Yeah. I mean, going forward, though, you still play those guys. They'll get Dalvin Cook back hopefully this week. Maybe he's questionable. And then Stephon Diggs should be just fine. Adam Thielen's having a good year quietly. I mean,
he's getting a lot of yards, not the touchdowns. Stephon Diggs is the touchdown guy, but Thielen's still a great receiver.
Kirk Cousins is Kirk Cousins. I mean, you still play that defense.
Dude, at work, there are so many people that did not believe. They're like, I don't like the Vikings this year. I was like, are you serious? Kirk Cousins is leaps and bounds better than Case Keenum.
Yeah, they got Bradford. Something about him. They got that like swag that they're like, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to be good. So.
And I love their uniforms.
Yeah,
I love
that
the
purple and gold.
It's so dope. All right. You got any changes for power rankings?
Let's see.
I didn't do any of these for obvious reasons.
Well, I'll run through them all. I'm going to the shit talk power rankings. We'll just go really quick. Top eight. Cause Eddie and fucking Brett are
just,
not really in
just
it, but
fucking put me 10.
Brian, Mike, Chris is third, Nick fourth, Kyle fifth.
Yep.
I put Billy lower because he was saying some weird shit, and I was like,
what is he saying?
It didn't make sense.
Brief synopsis.
So, he called like Ryan Fitzpatrick this like weird ass name, and I was like,
nobody's ever called him.
I was like, what the fuck, Billy? Like, are you okay? Like, are you drunk right now?
He might be.
So I dropped him, and then Ben at 7, Vince at 8. So I know nobody really cares about shit talk power rankings that much, but so actual power rankings, see if you agree with me.
Probably.
I put Kyle at 10 because
I don't agree with that.
I hate you, but
I don't agree with that, but that's okay.
So let's see if we were probably I'll give you mine. So Kyle at 10, Vince at 9, Ben at 8, Eddie at 7, Chris at 6, Brett at 5, myself, Brian at 4, Nick at 3, Mike at 2, Billy at 1. And the only reason, because I think Nick has gotten a little bit lucky, I think Mike's team is still, you know, a little bit better. You can't really, you know, those are interchangeable.
What were your top three again?
Billy 1, Mike 2, Nick 3.
Oh, okay, yeah, I can see that, just because your record.
Yeah,
and I think your team's still better, but yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, so that's, you know, I tried to base it off both, you know.
Yeah,
so.
See, the only thing that I would change is, obviously, I'd move me up. I know I'm 0-3, but I'm better than Vince.
Yeah.
I know I am. I'd argue that I should be at least number 7 because I'm third most in points scored. So my team is still a really good team, even though my record doesn't say it. But it is what it is.
Yeah, if I didn't hate you, I would probably have you above. I'd probably have you at 7.
Yeah, that's what I just said. So, that makes sense.
So, yeah, that's the shit talk power rankings and actual power rankings. Really quick, I just wanted to go over a couple waiver pickups. I know there's a couple buys this week.
Waiver pickups? Well, did we do any? Or like.
It's to look ahead to.
Gotcha.
So I was just going to, because the Panthers and Redskins, this is the first week. Week 4 is always the first week of buys. Yeah. So Panthers and Redskins are on a bye. So
CMC needs to be replaced.
Yeah, so CMC, Nick already has beast mode lined up.
Yeah.
Cam Newton, that's Eddie, I think.
Eddie has no other quarterback. I looked at that.
I mean, a couple guys out there.
Alex Smith's on bye, though.
I'm looking at Andy Dalton. Against.
No.
Against an Atlanta defense that is just ravaged by injuries.
Baker mania.
So I didn't put Baker on my list because you never know. I wouldn't trust him in his first start ever. So the three guys I had were Andy Dalton, Ryan Tannehill against New England defense.
Ryan Tannehill's been doing good this year.
And
yeah.
Matt Stafford made New England look like little bitches.
Yeah, that was a weird game.
Yeah, so, and then I had Eli Manning against New Orleans because New Orleans has been kind of questionable. So, you know, those are a couple guys.
How's Odell Beckham been doing this year? I haven't paid any attention. A
lot of yards, zero touchdowns.
Okay.
So, well, and he's on Vince's team. So,
yeah. So he hasn't been doing
And then the Redskins side, I don't think anybody has.
Jordan Reed is the only thing that I can think of.
I have Ebron.
Yeah.
So that's who I'm going.
Jordan Reed is your.
Yeah, and then AP, I kind of have Gio Bernard, and I'm just hoping Joe Mixon doesn't come back. So who's the quarterback in Washington?
Alex Smith.
Oh, so.
But
yeah,
he's on the waiver wire, so nobody's worried about
him.
The only thing, Washington's defense has kind of been blowing too. So the bye weeks don't really affect much except on the Panther side.
So
you got CMC and maybe not even the funny bunch.
No, you don't. Yeah. You don't want to get into any
That's
of that.
Nothing.
So no.
So how about CJ Anderson last week getting a tug?
It's an anomaly, non-factor.
An anomaly.
So we would throw up the X in sports and say non-factor. So
yeah.
So just moving on. Let's talk about this week's matchups. So you want to kick us off on that?
Yeah. Well, we'll start off with me versus Vance, the shit show of the week. Fucking, I don't even want to pick somebody because every fucking week, except for the first week I pick Billy to win, and then after that I've picked myself, and it hasn't gone my way. I don't want to pick anybody. I think my team is far superior than Vince's, but fuck.
So I did this last week. Kyle versus Vince, the matchup of the week, the upset of the week, the suck fest of the year, the Sacco preview.
Upset of the week? You think Vince is about to...
The Sacco preview.
God damn.
Vince wins. But I did the same thing with you and Eddie last week, so maybe that's the good luck charm. But I don't know. I'll be honest. I want Vince to win, but I think you're going to get your first win. And I think you're going to become co-commish again. Congratulations, Kyle.
I don't want to say nothing.
Let's go, Vince.
I'm not saying nothing. And for me, I have Chris versus Billy. And I think Chris wins this matchup. I like his matchups a lot better than Billy's. And I think it's just one of those weeks where Billy gets it coming to him.
See, I'm torn with this one. This is the brotherly love week. So Billy versus Chris. I'm a little bit torn because Calvin Ridley rubbed his tang all over my face last week.
Teabagged.
But then I also don't want Billy to be undefeated still. Yeah. Like, you know, that was my thing last year. But I think Billy still wins. Chris's team is just...
It's okay.
But it's Chris. Chris is one of the best managers in the league. So, you know, you got to give him his props.
I do love his running backs. And his matchups are just super plush from what I see.
That's fair. So, I think Billy, you think Chris.
Yeah.
That's good. And it's good for a podcast.
My matchup of the week, I have Brian versus Brett. Or you versus Brett. Brian wins. I think you win despite Brett's good matchups. Brett's got some great matchups this week that I like a lot, but I think you win.
You know, I think Mike said last week that Brian had to win against Chris, or that I had to win against Chris, but I think this is my make or break week.
Yeah.
If I don't win this week,
you never beat Brett though, do you?
Brett's one of those guys, and he had a bad week last week, so I'm just afraid
you're
like,
gonna get that blow up.
So here's my thing: if someone from Brett's team doesn't score 35 or more points, I think I'll be okay. But the last 3 weeks, I've had somebody score.
Have you seen his receivers?
Jeez, the last few weeks, I've had somebody score 35 or more points, and it's very frustrating.
Have you seen his receivers? He has three guys that can score 35 points.
Yeah, but I mean, but my team is just better. So,
but
it
hasn't been.
I don't know. Yeah,
you're 1-2.
I know.
You're one win better than me.
I know. Hey, I may be 1-2, but at least I'm not Kyle. So, let's see. We got Ben versus Eddie.
Yep.
Ben wins in a stinker. That's about all I got.
I say Eddie wins.
Yeah, I think Ben gets him in a stink fest.
I say Eddie wins. I think it's going to be a shit show, but I like Eddie's matchups. And then he just beat me, so I'd like to think that his team's okay.
Has Eddie ever been on a 2-game win streak?
I don't know. But for some reason, Eddie always finds a way to fucking beat me. I've lost to Eddie like 4 times.
I think the best GIF or GIF, whatever you want to say, in the group chat was when Nick posted. Is it GIF?
It's GIF.
It was when Nick posted the Doink the Clowns waving at each other, and that's Ben versus Eddie this week. It's just the same guy like hey friend.
I've had the group chat muted since Thursday night.
Yep, that sounds about right. So. Let's see. Is that everybody? Oh, no.
Nick versus Mike.
Nick versus Mike.
And
Nick has CMC on a bye.
He does.
So.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. God damn it.
Yeah. So okay, fire up beast mode.
Yeah. I think Mike wins. I said Nick won, but I didn't know that CMC was on a bye.
Yeah. So I think the same thing. I think Nick's luck runs out this week and Mike beats him. So.
But I think I have a feeling Deshaun Watson's going to have a
good
game.
So you have Nick and Billy, both 3-0 guys, losing this week.
Yeah, just like, well,
I like that.
I
want Nick to win Wolfpack for life. So
no, I originally, until you just told me that CMC was on bye week, because I didn't look into bye weeks. I forgot about that. I just looked at the matchup. I thought Nick was going to win just because I like his team better than Mike's. But now that CMC is out, I mean, beast mode is not going to. I don't know. He's good, but CMC has been really good this year.
Yeah, we'll see. No, we got some good matchups. And like I said, this has been one of the best seasons so far. I mean, it's early. Everybody's getting some wins except for you and Vince.
Yeah.
But no, it's been fun.
That one.
So, fuck. Yeah, so I think that that just about concludes it. So
all right.
Wait, hold on, Kyle. Do you think there's going to be any trades in the next 24 or 48 hours?
Well, if you have anything to say about it, yes. I don't know. No, Nick wouldn't do that. He might, now that he's in cahoots with you. I was going to say Nick can trade for a running back to try to fill the gap. I don't see anything really. I was looking at something with me and somebody else, but I think I'm going to give it another week or so.
Yeah. It's tough because it's still kind of early, but you know.
But I think it's off the table now because what I was originally thinking was going to be replacing Matt Ryan, but Matt Ryan's been having.
Yeah, no, he's
been
having
a good season except
for
that first year, that first game.
Yeah, so, I mean, other than that, I think we're good. So you want to send us off, brother?
All right. That concludes it for another episode of the Llama League Fantasy Football League podcast. As always, I am Kyle, your 2016 champ. And fuck you guys. Llama, llama, shining, shining, looking like a diamond, diamond. Llama, llama, shining, shining, looking like a diamond, diamond. Llama, llama, shining, shining, looking like a diamond.